We are doing Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos. We are at the two dots on the second to last, the last skinny line. Two dots, last skinny line. V'ala Zva'os. The Mishnah had said that when you see Zva'os, whatever that might be, and we're about to define what that is, you also say Bracha Shekocho Gvuraso Malei Olam. So says Gemara, simple question, my Zva'os, what are these Zva'os? Amar Rav Katina Guha, it is an earthquake. Rav Katina v'kazul borcha. One time Rav Katina was walking down the road. Kimata pischa debe ova tamya. When he got to the doorway of a person who used to be a practitioner of ov with bones of dead bodies. What is ov? What is a bal ov? These were people who used to try to tell the future and converse with the dead and do these kinds of things using the bones of dead bodies. So this is not a practice that the Torah permits. He got to the doorstep of a person who was a Baal Ov. Gonach Goha. At that point, an earthquake happened. Omar. So he said, I wonder if this Baal Ov knows what the earthquake is all about, where an earthquake comes from, what the explanation of an earthquake is. Ramalei Kalas, the guy screamed out from inside his house, Katina, Katina, Amayla Yadana, Katina, Katina, how could I not know? How come you don't know? Vishash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher Esbanav, here's how earthquakes can easily be explained. When Hashem remembers His children, Sheshruyim B'Tzar, that are suffering, Beinumos HaOlam, amongst the nations of the world, you know what He does? Morid Shtei Dema'os, He sheds two tears, Li Yamagadol, into the Yamagadol, V'Kolo Nishma, Misofa Olam Yatsofo, and its sounds can be heard from one end of the world all the way to the other end of the world. V'hainu goa, that's a goa, that is an earthquake. So that's where it comes from. Amar Rav Katina, Rav Katina said, Ova tanya kodivu, umile kedivin. This Baal Ov is a fraud, and everything he says is a lie. That is not where an earthquake comes from. You know what my proof is? Ihachi goa goa mi bayale. There should be two earthquakes. It should have happened, we should have had two tremors of the ground. If it comes from two tiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not one. So he's a liar. Says Gemara Velohi, goa goa avid. Rav Katina was a little inaccurate over here, because really it was two tremors of the ground. The reason Rav Katina didn't want to admit that this guy knew what he was talking about was he didn't want other people following this Baal Ov and starting to follow this fellow's practices. So he wanted to shut him down as quickly as he possibly could to sort of make sure that no one will be enticed to follow the wisdom of this Baal Ov. So that is why he rejected that explanation of an earthquake. Is there anyone here that has Rabbeinu Chananel printed on the side of your Gemaras, in the margins of your Gemaras? You don't have like an old Gemara with Rabbeinu Chananel printed in the margins. Nobody here? Rabbi Willig just showed me a Rabbeinu Chananel on that line of Gemara. He said that when there was a tsunami in the Far East a number of years ago, they asked Rav Moshe Shapiro if the Gemara ever refers to a tsunami. And he says, sure, Rabbeinu Chananel, brachos daf nun tes. Rabbeinu Chananel explained that essentially describes a tsunami happening, but he explains what the purpose of a tsunami is. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding that a mabul should really destroy the entire world, but he remembers that he sort of promised that that's never going to happen again, similar to like how a rainbow works. But it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us that when you're suffering in galus, I'm suffering with you, and that's my dema'os. Not God forbid, not tears, chas v'shalom. There's no actual tears of Hashem, but it's Hashem's way of telling us that He's suffering with us, and that there is going to be an end to the galus. And just like the galus Mitzrayim, Rabbi Nachmanel said, had a clear end to it. There was a date. There was a predetermined date that had to end. This galus also has a predetermined date that it has to end. We just don't know what that date is. And of course, Baruch Hu reminds us every once in a while that He too is suffering with us, and that He has not forsaken us. He has not forgotten us. A very worthwhile Rabbi Nachmanel to see if anyone had it printed on the side of the Gemara. For some reason, some of the Gemaras have it. Most of the Gemaras do not. Rav Katina Dideyam, Rav Katina himself gave another explanation where earthquakes come from. Sofek Kapav, it's when Hashem claps his hands together. That Hashem says, I bang my hands together, I clap my hands together, and then my anger subsides. Rabbi Nosson Omer, no! Third explanation of where an earthquake comes from. Anachum Misanach, Hashem groans or sighs. How do I know Hashem sighs? Because the Pasuk says that Hashem sighs. Rabbanan Amri, a fourth explanation of where earthquakes come from. Boit Barakia, it's Hashem kicking up in Shemayim. Shnemar, Hayadad Kedorchim Yana al Kol Yoshvei Aretz. So Kedorchim, like a trampling up there. Rav Achabar Yaakov Amar, a fifth explanation where earthquakes come from. That Dochek Esraglov Tachas Kisei HaKavod, it's Hashem pushing his legs under the Kisei HaKavod. Shnemar, Hashem says that the heaven is my throne, so you see that there is a throne, and the earth is my footstool. What any of this means, I have no idea, but they're definitely arguing about something. There's something much, much deeper over here, obviously, and it's not to be, none of this is to be taken literally. Most Rishonim assume that you're not supposed to even say that God has legs that have to go somewhere or anything. There's no physical being. That all of this is what? It's all a mashal to something, exactly. So main point over here, five different explanations of where earthquakes come from. And Rav Katina rejected the explanation of the Balov. Katina rejected the explanation of about the Baal Ov. What did he say? I don't think so. He comes up, I think. Okay, says the Gemara, the Al Haranim. And on Ra'amim, my Ra'amim, what are, Ra'am means thunder. So the Gemara wants to know, what causes thunder? So scientifically, what causes thunder? Okay, this is why you're taking Bikis in the afternoon and not science, I guess, not earth science. So my Ra'amim, where does thunder come from? So Amr Shmuel, Anani Begalgala, Shnemar Kol Ram Chav Gilgal. It's when clouds roll into each other. He iruv rakim sevel rugs of atira sha'aretz. The pasuk continues. The lightning lights up the world, and the roar of the thunder makes the earth tremble. So that's thunder. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, no, it's not from clouds rolling into each other. It's anani deshafchi mayala adadi. It's when clouds pour water into each other. That one cloud empties into another cloud, pouring water into each other. Shnemar lekol sito amon mayim bashamayim. That makes a lot of noise when there's water pouring in shamayim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov gives a third explanation. Barka tekifa debarik ba'anana umitbar gezize debarza. It's when a powerful bolt of lightning strikes a cloud and it breaks off a piece of hail. That's thunder. Rav Ashi Amar, a fourth explanation. Anani chalchule mechalchli. If you have a hollowed out cloud, and a wind blows at the opening of a hollowed out cloud. You know how vidami kizika al pumdani. You know what it's similar to? Like when you have an empty bottle and you blow at the opening of the bottle. You know how it makes this loud noise sometimes? That's what's going on up in Shemayim. That there's this hollowed out cloud. Hashem is blowing a wind into the opening of that hollowed out cloud. That's the thunder. Umistavik Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The Gemara says we prefer the explanation of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who said that it was about lightning striking the cloud and knocking some hail off of the cloud, because we see that the way these things tend to happen is debarik barka umnami anani vasimitra. We see lightning, we hear thunder, and then rain comes. So it makes sense that it's lightning hitting the cloud, making the sound of the thunder, and then the hail that broke off turning into rain, that it rains down on us. So main point number whatever it is, four explanations for thunder, but the Gemara prefers the one about lightning hitting the clouds. There are four explanations for thunder. The preferred one is about lightning hitting the clouds. The Al Haruchos. And there is also a bracha on Ruchos, the same bracha the Mishnah had said on Ruchos that we say, Shekachu Gvrasa Malei Olam. So my ruchos, what are ruchos? Amar Abaye za'ava, a strong wind. Amar Abaye gemiri, the za'ava b'leilei lo havi. That you don't have this kind of hurricane wind at night. V'kachazin da'havi. It's nice that you have a tradition that it doesn't happen at night, but like we see in the reality that it does happen at night. So like, how do you explain that? Who does chuli b'yamama? He says no. It only happens at night if it started during the day. V'amar Abaye gemiri. Abaye says I have another tradition. That the strong winds don't last for 2 hours. We see that they do last 2 hours. It always takes a break at some point in the 2 hours. These strong winds don't start at night and they don't last for 2 hours. Fine. And also on Brakim, one says, Omer my Brakim. What are brakim? Amrava barka. It means lightning. When you see lightning, you say baruch shekochu gvraso malei olam. V'amrava. Rava just comments. You should know about certain types of phenomenon that you see to know what it means. To know that it's bad news for the Jews when you see these certain things. V'amrava. Barka yichida'a. If you see a single bolt of lightning. Ubarka chivra. You see white lightning. Ubarka yirukasa. If you see green lightning. V'anani desalkin b'keren ma'aravis. V'asin b'keren dromis. If you see clouds that go to the western side of the sky and they come from the southern corner of the sky. V'tarti anani desalkin chadalapi chavirta. And two clouds that come from opposite sides toward each other. Kulukashin. Those are all bad signs. L'maynaf kamina, what does that help us to know that it's a bad sign? Like, how do I behave differently? If it was a good sign, do I have to, like, put on tefillin and daven today? Yes. If it's a bad sign, do I have to put on tefillin? Yeah, you got it. So what difference does it make? So l'mibay rachmi. No, to know how much rachmanos to ask for, to know if it's a desperate time to enhance and intensify your tefillos. And all this is only a bad sign at nighttime. But safra lesbu mashasha. If it happens in the morning, nothing, none of these things really mean anything in the morning. If you see clouds in the morning, doesn't mean anything. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not impactful at all. When you see clouds in the morning, so our Papa says, Abaye, are you sure it doesn't mean anything when there are clouds in the morning? Ha'amri inshi, don't you know that people say, kad miftach bavi mitra, if you see rain, when you open your door in the morning, you wake up early and you open your door in the morning and you see rain, bar chamra, and you are a donkey driver that travels from place to place, moch shakich vegani, you should fold up your blanket to put it under your head and use it as a pillow and go back to sleep because you're going to be wasting your day. There's no point in going to work that day. Rashi explains, why not? Why is there no point in going to work that day? So it makes sound like it's going to be a terrible day no matter what. Says Rashi, it's going to be a great day for the rest of the world. When there's a lot of rain, that means there's a lot of grain. When there's a lot of grain, it means there's a lot of food. Why is it a bad day for the guy who schleps around selling grain? Because there's a lot of it. And when there's a high supply, that means it's cheap. And the guy can't get much money for the grain. It's going to be hard for him to sell. Might as well stay home and not go to work that day. But bottom line is, you see that it does mean something when there are clouds in the morning. Don't tell me it means nothing when there are clouds in the morning. We're telling this guy to run his life based on this, to decide to go back to sleep and not go to work that day. Says Mar Lokasha. It depends if there are thick clouds or thin clouds. If there are thick clouds, that means something, and that should actually make an impact on what the guy decides to do. But if it's thinner clouds, it's just meaningless. You ever hear a loud thunder and like just get a little frightened, like a loud clap of thunder? So that is on purpose. God wants you to be a little scared. It's to straighten out the bent parts of one's heart. If one has something not right in his heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of wants to scare us straight. Hashem made it that we should be terrified in front of him. Rabbi Alexandri says the name of Rabbi Shobalevi. Haroa es hakeshes ba'anan. If a person sees a keshes, what's a keshes?
Rainbow.
Tzarich sheyipol alpanav. He should fall on his face. Shenemar. Kamara hakeshes asher yiyah ba'anan. Ve'ere, there's a mara hakeshes. I saw it. Ve'apol alpanai. And what do I do? What's my reaction? Fall on my face. like the Alav Marav in Eretz Yisrael, they did not like that psak one bit. They were not happy with that psak. Why? Mishum demechzi keman desagid lekashta. That makes it look like you're bowing to the rainbow. And we don't want to give that impression, oh, this beautiful thing in the sky, and all of a sudden everyone's bowing. We don't want that. Aval bruche vade mevarich. But a bracha you should definitely say. May mevarich, what bracha do you say? Baruch zocher ha-bris. You say the bracha, baruch zocher, is that the whole bracha?
No.
It's not the whole bracha. There used to be a math teacher here, they used to ask us an extra credit question on his math test. What is the bracha you recite on seeing a rainbow? I don't know what it has to do with math, but kids knew they had to memorize it. B'masni satana, Rabbi Yishmael b'nosh Rabbi Yochman Broka Omer, ne'eman b'briso v'kayam b'ma'amaro. The bracha should be that Hashem is trustworthy to keep his bris and keeps his word. Amrav Papa Hilkoth Naminu L'Tervayu. Rav Papa says, I like both of those formulations so much, let's say them both. Baruch zochar bris v'ne'eman b'briso l'kayam b'ma'amaro. You say Rav Papa says that a lot. Where else did we have it? So on the side of the page, it tells us Tain Design Amalav, Megillah of Alvin Beis, and later on Daf Samach. Did you already learn this? We had it earlier? A Birch Satora. Was it Rav Papa there?
Yeah.
Okay. Allah Harim Viala. Oh, so let's make another main point. Clouds in the morning, thin clouds in the morning are meaningless, thick clouds mean there will be a lot of grain. Then the Mishnah went on to say that when you see mountains and gva'os, you say, Osa Maisa Bereshis. Everything up until now we've been saying, Shekocho Gvraso Malei Olam. Then mountains all of a sudden we're saying, Osa Maisa Bereshis. Asking, wait, what does Osa Maisa Bereshis mean? The one who...
Continually
making... Yeah, the one who created nature, right? Or continuously is involved in nature, right? That's Hashem. And thunder is not a sign of that, and rain is not a sign of that, and wind is not a sign of that. Why is it only by mountains that we say this? So ask the Gemara. Atu kolani damrinat hashta lav maisa bereshis nidu. Everything we had until this point hasn't been maisa bereshis. Now all of a sudden it's about maisa bereshis. Vaksiv brakum lamatar asa. But the pasuk says that Hashem makes brakum lamatar. So barak and matar, all these things are maisa bereshis. So I mean lightning, rain. So amar Abaye karuch v'tani. Abai says, no, it means on everything in the Mishnah, you say two brachos. On all these things, you say, Kocho Gvrasom Alei Olam, and you say, Osa Maisa Bereshis. Rava, Amar Rava says, no, that's not what it means. Rava says, Hasa Mevarich Tarti. Everything up until this point, the winds and the lightning and all that, you say two brachos. Baruch Shekocho Alei Olam, Ve Osa Maisa Bereshis. You both Shekoch Gvras Malayolam and Maisa Bereshis Hacha, but from here on, from the mountains and on, Osa Maisa Bereshis Ika Shekoch Malayolam Leka. You say the Osa Maisa Bereshis, but not Shekoch Malayolam. Tosfos points out an important Tosfos. Dibra Maskel Rava. When Rava says that everything earlier in the Mishnah, like thunder and lightning, you say two brachos. Do you in fact say two brachos when you just hear thunder, or when you just see lightning, or when you just see So says Tosos, Pirish Omer, Ohai, Ohai. When he says you say two brachos, it means one of the two brachos. Your choice. Eze Sheyirtze. Do we have any such thing anywhere else? You get to choose what bracha to say? Like, I know it's a cookie, but I'm feeling Hadama. Like, can you do that? You ever have a choice like that? Such an unusual halacha. Amrim Shobel Levi. If you see the sky in its pristine state, purely clear, Omer, no, this is not dreams. This is for real, I think. Omer Baruch Hashem Reishis. Say Baruch Hashem Reishis. Emasai. Amar Abaye ki asa mitra kulei leila. When is this? When does this happen? What does it mean in its pristine state? If it rained all night, Abaye says, ubetzafra asa istana. In the morning, a wind comes. Umegali luhu l'shamaya, and it reveals the pristine blue sky. Upligli de Rafram Bar Papa, and this is against Rafram Bar Papa, Rav Chista, who said in the name of Chista, Da'am Rafram Bar Papa, Rav Chista, Miyom Shachar of Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lo Nires Rekia B'Taharasa. the sky has not been seen in its pristine state. Shenavar, because the pasuk says, "Al b'shamayim kaderos, I'll dress the heavens in black, v'sak asim ksusam, and I'll make sackcloth their clothing." That's what the heavens look like after the Churban. So, last main point, Rava holds, you say, Osa Maisa Bracious and Shekochu Grosso on everything up until Harim Ugvaos. Then Harim Ugvaos, it's only Osa Maisa Bracious.